This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Yerushalmi teaches us in Brachos, Perek Tes Halacha Beis, that in the lifetime of the Rashi of Shimon Bar Yochai, a rainbow was not seen. The Pnei Moshe explains that the Zuchus of the Rashbi protected the generation from being flooded. They didn't need the sign of a rainbow to protect them from being drowned, from a mabel. It also says in the Zayar, Chelek Gimel, Daf Tezvav, Simana lechasid zaka, a simon for a righteous chassid, Deloy is galaya haikeshes b'yamai, if the rainbow is not seen in his days. Therefore, the Bnei Yisachar, Ma'amari Chodesh Iyar, Ma'amar Gimel Oizdad, explains the Minag Yisrael to shoot arrows on Lag Ba'omer. He says he heard this from Menachem Mendel of Rimanov, based on the Yushalmi, that in the life of Reb Shimon, Loi Nirasa Keshes, they did not see a rainbow. A rainbow is called a Keshes, a bow. His Zuchus protected on the generation. Therefore, on his Yom HaDihilula, we make this simen. But why Dafka on Lag Ba'omer? Why do we shoot the arrow, so to speak, on Lag Ba'omer? There's an amazing Sefer Oira V'Simcha of the Rav HaKadosh of Barnav, who makes an amazing cheshbon. He says, we know the Mabel began in the second month, on the 17th of the month. Bayom hazeh nivku'u kol mayonois tohim rabba va'arubais hashamayim niftachu. Now, even though Chazal identified that this second month is not necessarily referring to Iyar, perhaps referring to Cheshvan, according to the Zohar, who says the seventh month is Tishrei, v'atanach ha-teva b'chodesh ha-shvi is Tishrei, it comes out the second month is Iyar. And it says the Mabul began on the 17th of Iyar. Now Rashi says on the Pasuk, v'yihi ha-geshem al ha'aretz arba'im yoim, the first day doesn't count because the night didn't come with it. It comes out, the main day the Mabul began is the next day, the 18th of Iyar, is Lagba, which is Lag Ba'omer. So that means the Mabul began on Lag Ba'omer. Now the Keshes is an ois that there will never be a Mabul. The Mabul began on Lag Ba'omer. So on the day of the Mabul, which is the yard site of the Rashbi, who composed the Zohar, the Shita of the Zohar is this is the day the Mabul began, we shoot the arrow, we take out the keshes to indicate that on this day, on the day the Mabul began, which is the yard side of Reb Shimon, he protects from, in his generation, he protected from the need for a ois keshes. So it's not just, since it's his Yom HaDihilula, therefore we commemorate the fact that his lifetime protected from a Mabul, but it's the very day that the Mabul began, and his Yom HaDihilula is on that day, perhaps protecting that day does not reawaken with the kayach of the Mabel. This is the amazing offering of the Sefer Oira V'Simcha of the Rav HaKadosh of Barnav. Lag Ba'omer Ois Tesvav. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.